something. He said, withdraw. I don't care if you're in the car. If you're in the car and you're by yourself, you're in your secret place. You have to adapt to whatever situation you're in. You have to understand this, because not everybody gets the opportunity to just shut a door and go in there. But if you have the opportunity to sit in front of the TV for 2 hours, then you probably do. Right? We just got to want to. It's important. Boy, no one's... everybody's really quiet. I love you guys. Look, I'm not condemning you. I'm not doing well. I'm not condemning you or beating you up. We need to pray. We need to seek God in a secret place. Bill Johnson said this, and I heard him say this. He said, David went across the field and fought Goliath. But before he did that, in the secret place, he was killing lions and bears. He was tackling stuff behind when no one was looking. And then when it was game time, he went across the field and he attacked Goliath. And it went down. Because he spent time in the secret place. So we need to be able to spend time. We need to get alone with Daddy. Okay. Matthew 7. Bear with me here. I got to cover just a couple of... I want to just read off some promises. Matthew 7:7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Jesus is the wisdom of God, and the wisdom of God is saying, if you ask, it's going to be given to you. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, it will be opened to you. He said, everyone, not some of you, everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. In Luke 11, 9 and 10, it says the same thing. Ask, seek, knock, same exact thing. John 14,